Pope Benedict XVI today asked for prayers for the success of next week's Mideast Peace Conference in Annapolis, Maryland. The Holy Father's appeal came at the end of Mass celebrating the Feast of Christ the King, during which he bestowed rings of office on the 23 newly created cardinals. Emer McCarthy has this report.
From the great door of St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Benedict asked pilgrims to pray that participants at this week's Mideast Summit in Annapolis, Maryland, find the wisdom and courage necessary to bring peace to the Holy Land. Before reciting the Angelus prayer with the hundreds of faithful who withstood driving rain to witness him bestowing the rings of office on 23 cardinals, the Pope thanked them for their presence at the ceremony and asked them to join in the prayer launched by the United States Bishops' Conference for Peace in a region so dear to us.
Martedì prossimo, ad Annapolis, negli Stati Uniti, israeliani e palestinesi.
Washington is hoping that during this historic two-day summit, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will declare a formal resumption of peace talks in the presence of a large international audience. Pope Benedict said the meeting hoped to relaunch stalled negotiations to find a just and definitive solution to the conflict, which for 60 years has bloodied the Holy Land and provoked so many tears and suffering among two peoples.
Per tutti I protagonisti dell'importante incontro.
He then went on to thank the many pilgrims who had come from far afield in a show of support for the newly appointed cardinals who had joined him on the steps of the Basilica, to the delight of the crowd. Your presence, he told them, underlines the unity and universality of the Catholic Church.
I'm happy to greet also English-speaking pilgrims who have come to attend the consistory, especially souls from Iraq, Ireland, India, Kenya, and the United States of America.
The Holy Father had made his way to the Basilica entrance at the end of celebrations marking the Feast of Christ the King and the second significant appointment of this week's consistory, the Mass of the Rings. During the Mass, the 23 prelates, dressed in gold vestments, formed a semicircle around the high altar, concelebrating their first Mass as cardinals in union with the Pope.
Accipe annulum di manu Petri, et noveris dilectione principis apostolorum dilectionem tuum erga ecclesiam roborare.
Before the liturgy of the Eucharist, to the tones of Exultate Deo, Pope Benedict bestowed a golden ring inscribed with the crucifixion on each cardinal, the final symbol of their unique bond with the Church of Rome, reciting the Latin formula, receive this ring from the hand of Peter, and know that with the love of the Prince of the Apostles, your love for the Church is strengthened.
Sull'anello cardinalizio è raffigurata proprio la crocifissione.
In his homily, the Pope told the cardinals that the ring will be a constant reminder to them of the King they serve, on which throne he was raised, and of how he was loyal to the very end, defeating sin and death with the strength of his divine mercy. The Mother Church, the Bride of Christ, he said, gifts you this symbol in memory of her spouse, who loved her and who gave himself up for her. Thus, by wearing the cardinal ring, you are constantly called to give your life for the Church.
Annunciare al mondo la verità di Cristo.
Pope Benedict XVI continued, the Church is called to be the humble custodian of Christ's mystery. The Church must freely offer this gift to humanity without the shadow of pride or arrogance. This mystery, he underlined, is neither philosophy nor gnosis, even though it include wisdom and knowledge. It is Christ himself, Logos made flesh, who died and was raised and made king of the universe. The Pope said it is a cardinal's particular duty to announce the truth of Christ to the world, hope for every man and for the entire human family. It is his primary mission to pray for peace and unity, so that the Church may be solid and compact, a sign and instrument of unity for all mankind. It is a truly great consolation, concluded Pope Benedict, that I can rely on you, collegially and singularly, to help me too carry out this fundamental duty of the Petrine ministry.
Let us give thanks to God for the gift of these new cardinals, and strive to follow closely in the footsteps of Christ our King, bearing constant witness to his saving truth. I wish you all a pleasant stay in Rome. and a blessed Sunday.